Hola, ¿qué tal, Brian? ¿Qué crees del desafío con este juego?
Oh, bueno, go Texans.
¿Qué crees de las uvas psicóticas?
Están muy ricas, muy, muy ricas.
¿Estás listo para el viaje?
Sí.
Cody, ¿te gusta la tienda de Navidad?
¿No habla español?
Hola, Trent, ¿qué tal? ¿Tienes las formas correctas por mi trabajo?
The correct forms for your travel.
¿Qué onda, mis amigos? ¿Están listas para el viaje a México o no?
Sí, estamos listos, todos.
Mitchell Wiechlowski, dear Drew, do you think there will be more Texans fans than Raiders fans in Mexico City? Hashtag Drew knows best. Hashtag happy Thanksgiving right back at you. No, I don't think there will be more Texans fans than Raiders fans. I think the Raiders, because of it being a home game, them having like a bigger national brand and history, there will probably be more of them. But there's going to be a lot of battle red in the crowd on Monday Night Football. That I guarantee you. Ricky Jackson, great name. Dear Drew, will we see more of Akeem Hunt? He is a speedster. Yes, you can pretty much count on seeing a steady helping of Akeem Hunt in spots from now on. I mean, the guy's an absolute weapon. Speedster is a good name for it, but he does things nobody else on this team can do. So, yes, you will see more Akeem Hunt. Michael Ryan, dear Drew, will DJ Reader, who had a good game this week, be a productive replacement for Vince Wilfork in the future when he retires or leaves the Texans? Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's ease up on Vince Wilfork. He's playing really, really well. I don't think we need to shove him out the door anytime soon. He's great. DJ Reader playing really well, too, as a rookie. He's doing some really good things, picking up the defense, being very aggressive, physicality. He's definitely got a spot on this team. Don't you worry about that. But, hey, let's play with both of them. They're both awesome. And, Michael, you asked a good question about DJ Reader, so you get scratch-offs. So email right here and say, hey, I'm Michael Ryan. I asked that question. I get some scratch-offs, and they'll send you some. And, hey, you have money in the bank, maybe, or money in your pocket. Ramiro Rodriguez, dear Drew, is the game in Mexico considered a home game or a road game? This is a road game for the Texans. Oakland is the home team here, so the Texans have 8 home games in the regular season. This is not one of them. It's a road game. Alfredo Portillo, dear Drew, with the running game being so good. Since the return of Dwayne Brown, do you see the offense throwing the ball a bit more now or just sticking to the running game? I do think you're going to see a commitment to the running game because with Dwayne Brown playing 100% of the snaps over the last 4 games since he's returned, they're averaging 50 more yards per game rushing than they did in the first 5 games where he wasn't. So, yes, they'll keep running, but I think you'll absolutely see them try to integrate the pass more. They want to go deep now that we think Will Fuller is going to be back. Moises Herrera, dear Drew, Mexico City is very highly elevated. Do you see the elevation being a hard task for the Texans players? Well, it might be a challenge for them. It's not just 5,280 feet above sea level. That's a mile. It's like 2,000 feet above that. So it's a challenge for them. It's a challenge for the Raiders. They got to play in it too. Always remember that. The elements affect everyone, not just one team. Anthony Barch, dear Drew, any chance you'll drink the water or spike the Raiders' water? I'm going to drink some water, and I'm not going to spike any Raiders' water. Or am I? Mary and Demas Castro, dear Drew, like the way you talk that Spanish, Samos Los Texans KVO Drew. No sé. Vamos a México.